姊妹早上平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
那今天我们来读几处的圣经。
Let's first read a few passages in the Bible.
第一处呢是在马太福音第一章，从第一节读到第六节。
First, we'll read Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 6.
亚伯兰的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, son of David, the son of Abraham.
亚伯兰生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。
Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers.
犹大从他玛士生拔拉斯和谢拉，拔拉斯生希斯伦，希斯伦生亚南。
Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar.Perez was the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram.
亚兰生亚米拿达，亚米拿达生拿顺，拿顺生沙门。
Ram was the father of Aminadab, Aminadab the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Sam.
沙门从拉合氏生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德氏生厄贝德，厄贝德生耶西。
Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz was the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse.
耶西生大卫王，大卫是OK 好，就到这里。
Jesse was the father of David the king.
我们再读十六节、十七节。
Let's jump down to verse 16 and 17.
雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督耶基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who was called the Messiah.
这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有十四代，从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有十四代，从迁至巴比伦的时候到基督又有十四代。
So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations. And from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations.
我们再翻到创世纪第十七章。
Let us now turn to Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪十七章第六节第七节。
Verses 6 and 7.
创世纪十七章第六节第七节。我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
Genesis chapter 17, verses 6 and 7.I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come forth from you.
好，我们就读这一节。我们再翻到撒母耳记下。
We'll just read that one verse, and then we'll turn to
撒母耳记下第七章。
Second Samuel chapter 7.
十二节十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
这是神对大卫所说的话。
So the words that the Lord spoke to David.
你受数满足，与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。
Verse 12. When your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendant after you, who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom.
他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国，国位直到永远。
So build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
我们知道在这里是神对大卫所说的应许，他的后裔要接续他的位，他要为神的名建造圣殿。
So this is the Lord's promise to David that he will establish his kingdom and that one of his descendants will build a house for the Lord.
请我们再翻到加拉太书第三章十六节。
Let's turn now to Galatians chapter 6.
三章十六节。所应许的也是向亚伯兰和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙指的许多人，而是说你那一个子孙指的一个人就是基督。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 16. Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed.Does not say, and to seeds, as referring to many, but rather to one, and to your seed, that is Christ.
Let's conclude
our Bible reading for the moment. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨我们在靠着你恩典一同来到你的施恩座前。
Lord, we thank you that by your grace we can gather before your throne this morning.
我们常常借着来读你的话，更多来明白你在我们身上所定的旨意。
That through the reading of your word, we can understand more of your will that you have for us.
也借着你话，让我们更多认识你自己。
That through the reading of your word, we can recognize more of you yourself.
因此当每次来到你面前的时候，让我们实在有个简单的信心来依靠相信你自己。
Pray that every time we gather and read your word together, that we would have this simple faith to believe.
每次我们一同聚在你跟前的时候，我们实在愿意说，主你在这里向我们施恩，向我们说话。
Every time we gather, we ask that you would reveal yourself to us and speak to us.
也用你的话来洁净我们，让我们成为了圣洁的器皿，能够合乎主用。
That your word would sanctify us, it would be a useful vessel for your purpose.
因此，当一同仰望、等候在面前的时候，主，你实在是怜悯我们。
Every time we gather before you, Lord, you are truly merciful to us.
你宝血遮盖我们。
Precious blood covers us.
因为每一个人是凭着自己，都是靠耶稣的血才能来到神座前。
That it is not by any individual, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus that we can come before you.
因此在这里我们与你之间没有间隔，我叫你能够借圣灵来向我们说话。
And that now there is no separation between us, and you send the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我过去几次呢，和弟兄姊妹从主耶稣受试探来看到我们在地上生活几方面的原则。
And so the last few sharings we spoke about how the Lord Jesus suffered temptation and the impact it had.
我们说到我们在地上生活乃是根据神的话。
And that our lives today are according to God's word.
我们说到我们在地上生活，我们凭借乃是因着信心。
And that our lives today, we ought to live according to faith.
我们在地上的生活目的呢，是为了侍奉神。
And the purpose of our lives here on earth is to serve the Lord.
让这世上过去几次我们所交通的。
And so that was what we have shared in the last few messages.
当我交通完以后，里面有感觉说，那在准备想要交通什么呢？
And so after we concluded the sharing, I thought, you know, what else, should I share?
我里面感觉说啊，是不是回到马太福音来看看一点马太福音？
And so I thought maybe we should go back to Matthew and look a little bit in the book of Matthew.
我们常常觉得好像四福音是很容易读的一些书。
And we often feel that the four Gospels are very easy books to read.
但是有人会读圣经的告诉我们说呢，在四卷福音书里面呢，马太福音是最难读的一本书。
But among the learned scholars of the Bible, they say that the book of Matthew of the four Gospels is the most difficult one to read.
所以我想，也许在我们来看是容易，但是我想，当我们好好去读的时候，的确很不容易明白里面所要启示给我们的。
And so, although the book of Matthew may be easy to read, it may be difficult for us to understand fully all that is contained there.
So, I want to ask God to help us to read the Holy Spirit, to read the Matthew Gospel, to read the Matthew Gospel, to read the Matthew Gospel.
And so, we ask the Holy Spirit to lead us to fully understand all that the Lord has in the book of Matthew for us to understand.
我们知道当新约一开始的时候就是四卷福音书。
So we know the beginning of the New Testament are the four Gospels.
如今人都知道四卷福音书呢是分别从四个角度不同的角度来启示这位道成肉身的耶稣基督他是谁。
And so we know the four Gospels are four different perspectives on the Lord Jesus and who he is.
马太福音乃是说到他是一个君王。
And so the book of Matthew presents the Lord Jesus as a king.
所以马太福音一开始的时候就有一个君王的家谱。
And so the beginning of Matthew opens with this genealogy of the royal family.
家谱呢是说到一个人出生，他的祖先是谁，他的由来。
And so a genealogy talks about a person's ancestors and where they came from.
所以马太福音他的主题讲到耶稣基督他是君王。
And because Matthew's topic is Jesus as a king.
所以他是生在这个君王的家里面。
So he had to be born of the royal family.
所以他有一个合法的继承王位的这个权利。
And so he had this detailed, and so he has this authority to be a king.
所以马太福音他主题是君王，所以开头就让看见主耶稣他是生在这个君王的家谱里面。
And so Matthew, because of his point that Jesus is a king, he opens with this genealogy of Jesus.
马可福音呢乃是说到主耶稣他是一个仆人。
Mark describes Lord Jesus as a servant.
所以马可福音有一节是其他福音书所没有的。
And therefore Mark has this phrase that is not present in other gospels.
但是人子来并不是要服受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
It says that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
所以我们知道一个仆人他出生是卑微的。
And so we know that a servant's beginnings are poor, are humble.
所以也不需要知道他的出生，所以也没有记载家谱这件事情。
And so you don't need to know their ancestry, so Mark didn't record this genealogy.
那路加福音呢是说到主耶稣他是人，并且是一个完全人。
And so Luke describes Lord Jesus as a person, more than that, the perfect person.
所以路加福音里面也有个人的家谱。
And so Luke also has a person's genealogy.
所以路加福音第三章那里告诉我们说，耶稣开头传道年约三十岁。
And so in Luke it says when he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age.
依人看来他是约瑟的儿子。
Being as was supposed the son of Joseph.
所以从人的眼光来看，他是人的一个儿子。
And so from man's eyes, he was this person's son.
所以他被称为人子。
So he became known as the Son of Man.
所以这个家谱里面呢，就追溯到他的祖先。
And so this genealogy showed his ancestors and his parents.
追到那个人的最源头那个祖先就是亚当。
And the first man in our ancestry would be Adam.
那也说到亚当是神的儿子。
And it also said that Adam was a son of God.
这说到人的源头是神。
Which is to say that the source or the beginning of all men is God.
人是神所造的，人是从神而来的。
And all man was created by God and is from God.
所以路加福音有一个人的家谱。
So Luke has this man's genealogy.
约翰福音它的主题乃是说到耶稣基督他是神。
And so John's viewpoint is that Jesus is God.
他是那神的儿子，他是那永远的生命。
He is the Son of God and he has eternal life.
所以约翰福音也没有家谱。
And so John also doesn't have a genealogy.
约翰福音开头的时候就告诉我们说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And John begins with, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这道成肉身耶稣基督他就是神。
And the Word became flesh, the Lord Jesus, he is God.
所以希伯来书第七章作者在论到神的祭司麦基洗德的时候。
And so in Hebrews chapter 7, when the author was contemplating Melchizedek,
他说他无父无母无祖谱。
Without father, without mother, without genealogy.
他无生之始，无命之终。
Having neither beginning of days nor end of life.
他乃是以神的儿子相似。
But made like the Son of God.
所以那麦基洗德乃是预表主耶稣基督。
And so this Melchizedek is a type of the Lord Jesus.
预表那个神的儿子。
It is a type of the Son of God.
他无父母，他无族谱，无生之死，无命之寿。
Without father, without mother, without genealogy, have neither beginning of days nor end of life.
所以，约翰福音也没有记载家谱的事情。
And so the Gospel of John also doesn't have a record of the genealogy.
所以圣经呢，从四方面的启示耶稣基督，使我们可以完满的认识他的所事和他所做。
And so, through these four Gospels, we have different perspectives to more fully understand the Lord Jesus and His works.
我想旧约里面记载很多家谱。
And I think the Old Testament has many genealogies.
记载很多人的名字。
And has records of many people's names.
当我们读那些家谱的时候，我们就觉得很枯燥，我们就读不下去。常常读到那里的时候就越过去。
And it might become very dry, very boring. And as we read it, we can't read this anymore, and we'll skip over.
但是马太福音这个家谱呢？
But this genealogy in the book of Matthew.
我们需要好好来读它。
To very carefully read it.
我们必须也是也要能够明白这里面所包含的那些属灵意思是什么。
And we have to understand the spiritual meaning contained in this genealogy.
所以让早晨我们稍微来看一点这个家谱。
So this morning I thought we should examine this genealogy.
我们说到这是个君王的家谱。
We said this is the genealogy of a king.
那第一节是这个家谱这个标题。
The first verse is the subject of this genealogy.
那标题我们中文是翻成亚伯兰的后裔大卫的子孙耶稣基督的家谱。
In Chinese, it is described as the son of Abraham, the son of David, the genealogy of Jesus.
但是若是我们读英文的话，那个次序刚好是反过来。
But if we read it in English, we'll see that the name order is reversed.
英文的次序呢是说耶稣基督的家谱，大卫的子孙，亚伯兰的子孙，亚伯兰后裔。
In the English translation, it is the record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
这个后裔跟这个子孙有很多可以翻作儿子。
And so many of the times the word the son it can be translated as also as the descendant of.
所以这个家谱头一个字呢就是耶稣基督。
So the first person in this genealogy is Jesus.
耶稣基督呢是新约里面头一个名字。
And so Jesus the Messiah is the first name in the New Testament.
这个名词呢，就把前面旧约和再来的新约就连接在一起。
And so this name connects the Old Testament and the New Testament to come together.
因为在旧约里面呢，在那里预言要来基督。
Because the Old Testament contains the prophecy of the Messiah to come.
这个基督希腊文的意思就是受膏者。
The Greek definition of Messiah.The Hebrew meaning is Messiah.
所以在旧约里面的这样预言，这位受膏者基督弥赛亚要来。
And so, the Old Testament is prophesying of Christ the Messiah who is to come.
是从旧约律法先知里面都在预言这件事情。
And so in the Old Testament, from the law and the prophets, they are all promising this thing.
那新约开始的时候，就说明这位基督已经来了。
And the New Testament shows that this Messiah has come.
他如何应验旧约里面神所预许的那位弥赛亚基督
？He is the fulfillment of the promise of the Old Testament.
是马太福音里面有十次提到，常常说到说，为要应验主借先知所说的话，为要应验主借先知所说的话。
And so Matthew has many times where he records according to the prophecy.
所以我们看一切事情的发生都在神的计划里面。
So all of what happened was within the Lord's will.
神的计划也是一件一件事，一件一件都在那边应验成就的。
And so all of these things that the Lord promised were one by one they were fulfilled.
这弥赛亚基督他怎样成就神的救赎工作？
So this Christ the Messiah, how did he accomplish the work of salvation?
到了新约最末了，末卷书的启示录。
And so in the last book of the New Testament, Revelations,
启示录最后一章最后一节，在那也是在提到这个名字。
And so the last verse in the book of Revelation, in the last chapter,
那说愿主耶稣恩惠与众圣徒同在。
And it says,Jesus and all of the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all.
So we see 整本圣经的结束在主耶稣这个名字上。
And so we see this the whole Bible concludes with the name of the Lord Jesus.
这启示录爱告诉我们，主耶稣在说，主在说，我是首先的，我是末后的。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus also says, I'm.The Alpha and Omega, beginning and end.
我是阿拉法，我是 Omega, 我是初，我是终。
I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
所以他是一切的起头，他也是一切的结束。
He is the beginning of all things, and he's also the end of all things.
那整个过程的内容也都是耶稣基督。
And all the things that occur between are also of the Lord.
因为他是神永远旨意的内容和中心。
Because he is the purpose and the point of God's eternal will.
最后神也是借着他的成全神永远之意。
And in the end, it is through the Lord Jesus, that he accomplishes his.
所以启示录第十一章那里告诉我们。
So Revelation chapter 11, it says.
当天使吹最后一个号筒的时候。
When the angel blew the last trumpet.
这是第七号。
This is the seventh trumpet.
当天使在吹第七号的时候，天上有大声音在那说。
Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying,
世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ.
他要做王直到永永远远。
And he will reign forever and ever.
所以我们刚才学是第一次再来的时候，他在地上建立国度，他要做王直到永远永永远远。
And so we know that when the Lord Jesus returns again, he will establish his kingdom forever and ever.
因为他是国度的君王。
Because he is the king of the kingdom.
所以马太福音一开头告诉我们说他耶稣基督他是大卫的子孙。
And so at the beginning of this genealogy, we see that he is the son of David.
我刚刚说到这个子孙应该把它翻成儿子，他是大卫的儿子。
And so the Chinese translation is a descendant of, and in English it's the son of David.
所以在马太福音里面有十次呢，犹太人在那常常对着耶稣喊，就说大卫的子孙，大卫的子孙。
And so, there are 10 times in the book of Matthew that they call the Lord Jesus the Son of David, Son of David.
从大卫到犹大、被掳到巴比伦之前呢，在从第六节到第十一节这一段的里面呢。
And so in verses 6.Through 11, where the generations of between David and the deportation to Babylon.
在这些人都是一个受王的。
All of these people were kings.
我们若是去读旧约历史的时候，我们就看见这些人的名字，就是当时在犹大国里面受王的人。
And as if we look in the history of Israel, all of these names were people who were kings of Judah.
但是在这里也只称大卫是王。
But here it only calls David as a king.
只有他被称为是王。
And only he was named as a king.
因为耶稣基督他是大卫儿子，他要继承大卫的宝座。
And because the Lord Jesus is called the son of David, and he will establish the throne.
我们知道神曾经应许大卫说他的后裔就是他儿子要做王。
And so we know that the Lord promised David that his his descendants will establish his throne.
神和大卫在哪立约？
And so David and the Lord established his covenant.
这是刚我们在撒母记下第十章上所记载的。
And that's what is recorded in 2 Samuel.
神在那说，我必使你的后裔，就是这个后裔就是一个单数，他说接续你的王位，我必坚定他的国，他必为我名建造殿。
It says, I will raise up your descendant after you, who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name.
我必坚定他的国直到永远。
And I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
我们知道当时接续大卫做王的是他儿子所罗门。
So we know that, who became king after David was Solomon.
他也是为神在那建造圣殿。
And we know that he did build a temple for the Lord.
但是我们知道所罗门他没有做王直到永远。
We know that Solomon was not king forever.
所以那个后裔呢是指耶稣基督的后代。
So this descendant is actually speaking of the Lord Jesus.
所以在马太福音十二章那里，主耶稣在说，看了在这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
So we see in Matthew chapter 12, Lord Jesus, behold, someone greater than Solomon is here.
原来他就是神应许大卫的那个儿子。
And so he was, that promised son of David.
他要坐在宝座上做王直到永远。
He will sit on the throne forever.
我们看见他也在为建造圣殿。
And he will also build the holy temple.
这个圣殿就是教会。
And that temple is the church.
所以感谢神，神对大卫的应许，神和大卫所立的约，那个儿子就是指的主耶稣基督来说的。
And so we thank the Lord that the covenant that the Lord established with David and the son that was promised to David is the Lord.
是马太福音开头就告诉我们说，耶稣基督他是大卫的儿子。
So we see Matthew begins by saying that the Lord Jesus is the son of David.
他也是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
He's also the son of Abraham.
亚伯兰神曾经也和亚伯兰说，国度要从你而，君王要从你而出。
And it was promised to Abraham that, you know, from you will come forth nations and kings.
当创世纪二十二章记载。亚伯兰照着神的话把他儿子以撒献在燔祭上的时候。
And so, we see in Genesis 22 when, Abraham was to offer his son Isaac on the burn.
因着他听从神的话把他独生的儿子献给神。
And he obeyed God's word and he was going to offer up Isaac.
神在那里就对他说。
And the Lord said to him there,
你的子孙必要得着仇敌的城门。
It says, your descendants will possess the gates of their enemy.
地上万国必因你的后裔得福。
And all the nations of the world will be blessed.
这个子孙，这个后裔都是单数。
And so this seed and this descendant are all singular.
都是指的耶稣基督来说的。
And they are pointing to the Lord Jesus.
所以到加太书保罗在那里得到圣灵的启示。
And so in Galatians, Paul received this revelation from the Holy Spirit.
他说神应许亚伯兰和他后裔承受产业并不是指的众子孙。
And he said that, so this promise to Abraham was not referring to a plural seed.
而是说你那一个子孙
or rather to one and to your seed
是指一个人
speaking of one person
就是基督
that is Christ
所以我们看见原来旧约里面不管神对大卫的应许对亚伯的应许那儿子那个子孙都是指着基督来说的
so we see in the Old TestamentThat the promises to both David and to Abraham, that descendant is the Lord Jesus.
所以马太福音开头就让我们看见耶稣基督。
The beginning of the Gospel of Matthew shows us the Lord Jesus.
他是大卫的子孙，他是要来做王的那一位。
is the son of David. He is the king that is to come.
他是亚伯兰的子孙，他是亚伯兰儿子，是要承受地土、承受产业那一位。
He is the son of Abraham. He is the one that will receive the inheritance.
神的国度也是从亚伯兰出来的。
And the nation of the Lord also came from Abraham.
所以，头哥，我们看见这个家谱说到一个君王的家谱。
So we see this genealogy is genealogy of the king.
第二方面，看到这个家谱也是一个生命的家谱。
We also see that this genealogy is a genealogy of life.
所以在这个家谱里面呢，都没有提到死亡这个字。
So in this genealogy, we don't see the word death.
从亚伯兰生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大。
Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac was the father of Jacob, Jacob was the father of Judah.
一直提到生。
There's only birth being the father.
这个家谱里面都是生命。
And in this genealogy, there's only life.
我们在旧约里面也看到，一开头说也有一个家谱。
In the Old Testament, we also see there is a genealogy.
在创世纪第五章那里告诉我们有一个亚当的家谱。
In Genesis chapter 5, there's this genealogy of Adam.
在那个亚当家谱里面告诉我们说，当亚当活到几岁的时候，生了一个儿子。
It'll say Adam, after he lived to a certain age, had a son.
生儿养女，然后活到几岁他就死掉。
And after this first child was born, he lived so many more years, and then he died.
是在那个亚当家谱里面也同样一个共同点。
And so in Adam's genealogy, there's a similar point.
都说一个人他活到几岁，然后生了谁，然后再生儿养女，活到几岁，最后就死了。
So all of the names in Adam's genealogy have the same style, which is they lived a certain age, they had a child, and then they had other children, and then they lived another period of time, and then they died.
所以不管在这个家谱里面，他活到多少岁，几百岁，最终的结局就是死了。
So in all of this genealogy, they may live a different number of years, you know, hundreds of years, but at the end they all died.
虽然亚当的家谱好像是人类历史当中的一小段。
And although Adam's genealogy seems to be a small part of man's history.
马太福音这个君王家谱好像也是以色列历史当中的一个小段的一个家谱。
And this genealogy in Matthew only seems to be a small part.Portion of Israel's history.
但是背后都说出一个属灵的事实。
Behind them, there is the spiritual truth.
在亚当里，众人都死了。
Adam, all men die.
而在基督里面的人都是生命，都是活的。
And in Jesus, all have life and they are alive.
所以看见。原来我们这些人都是生在亚当家谱里面的人。
So looking at ourselves, we were all born in Adam's genealogy.
我们都是亚当的后裔，都是亚当的子孙。
We are all Adam's descendants, his children.
我们是生在最终、死在最终的人，死在最终的人也是生在最终、死在最终的人。
We are all born and will die in sin.
但是感谢主，有一天我们因相信主耶稣基督，
we thank the Lord that one day we believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们成为一个新造的属灵，
became a new creation.
所以更多后书第五章十七节那里告诉我们，
and it says in chapter 5 verse 17,
若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
旧事已过，都变成新了。
The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
按照天性来说，我们原来都是在亚当家谱里面的人。
From a physical point of view, we were all part of Adam's genealogy.
但是有一天，我们在相信主耶稣基督，我们得到生命，我们就进到基督家谱的里面。
But one day when we believed in Lord Jesus, we are a new creature and we entered into the Lord Jesus.
也成为这个君王家谱里面的一个人。
We are now part of this genealogy of the king.
因为我们知道将来有一天当耶稣基督国度降临的时候作王的时候
We know that one day when the Lord Jesus returns with his kingdom, becomes the king.
在基督家谱里面的人都要和他一同作王成全。
All of those who are part of his genealogy will reign with him.
所以弟兄姊妹我们也是生在这个耶稣基督家谱里面的人。
So brothers and sisters, we are also born into the Lord Jesus' genealogy.
这是我们一个荣耀盼望。
And this is our a glorious hope.
因为有一天我们这身体要得赎，身体要改变。
And one day our bodies will be redeemed and be changed.
我们要得到一荣耀身体，像主耶稣基督那复活荣耀身体一样。
We'll receive a body like Lord Jesus' glorious resurrection body.
他把我们这些蒙恩的人一同要带到荣耀里面。
He will bring all of us who have received His salvation into glory.
这也是神拯救我们的目的。
This is also the reason why He has saved us.
所以使徒约翰在他书信里面告诉我们。
So in the Gospel of John,
我们有一天见他的时候，我们就要身体改变。
One day when we meet Him, our bodies will be transformed.
我们就要像他一样。
We'll be like Him.
所以凡像他有这指望的人呢，我们就要洁净我们自己的身体。像他洁净自己一样。
And so all of us who want to be like him want to purify our bodies as he was.
因此我们有这样的盼望，所以我们要过一个分别为圣的生活。
Because we have this hope, we have to live sanctified life.
我们要等候他的再来。
We have to await his return.
因为他再来的时候，我们要和他一同作王掌权，直到永永远远。
And when he returns, we'll reign with him.Forever and ever.
感谢神，这不仅是好像只是好像记载一些人在这个家谱里面。
We thank the Lord that this is not just a few people's names in the genealogy.
就是属于一来说，凡相信主耶稣基督的人也都在这个家谱里面，这是一个君王的家谱。
But all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus are also part of this genealogy. Yes, this is.
这些人将来都是要做王的。
And all of these people will become king.
今天基督成了我们生命。
Today, the Lord Jesus is our life.
所以今天这个生命也在我们里面要先做王。
And so that life has to be first king in our own lives.
从前我们在亚当里面时做了王，罪做了王。
And our old life, in Adam's genealogy, sin was our king.
但是今天我们就相信耶稣基督，生命在我们里面，生命在我们里面要做王。
Today, because we have the Lord Jesus' life within us, Lord Jesus needs to be king in our lives.
所以，凡是在这个基督家谱里面的人，应该在那学习顺服这个生命。
So all of us who have the Lord Jesus, in our life, we have to learn to be
学习跟随这个生命，受他的带领。
Faithful to him and to learn from him and follow his leading.
因为这个生命在我们里面不仅是叫我们不致灭亡反得永生。
Because this new life, for us, we will not perish but have eternal life.
这个生命在我们里面要作王。
And that life needs to reign in us.
我们知道将来只有生命的东西才能带到永远里面。
And we know that only things from that are of that life can be brought into eternity.
只有生命的东西才能存到永远。
And only these living that life can endure forever.
所以起初又到末了，当新天新地出现的时候。
So at the end of Revelations, when the new heaven and new earth appear,
在那就不再有死亡。
It will be no death there.
所有死亡阴间都被丢在火湖里面。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire.
因为在永远里面。所有都是生命，充满了生命。
Because in eternity there is only life; it is filled with life.
所以今天我们在地上生活的时候
，So as we are living, today,
我们生活行事，我们服侍
，And as we live our lives and as we serve,
都是在这个生命的带领底下，我们所有的工作才能够带到永远里面。
It is only through the leading of the life within us that.What we do will be brought into eternity.
然后这个家谱一开始的时候呢，是从亚伯拉罕开始说起。
And so the beginning of this genealogy starts with Abraham.
亚伯拉罕从这个家谱，第一个是亚伯拉罕，然后到最后呢是基督耶稣。
In terms of the, historically, Abraham was the beginning of this genealogy, and the last person that is the Lord Jesus.
所以这个家谱呢是从亚伯拉罕开始，然后结束在耶稣的出生。
So this genealogy begins with Abraham and ends with the Lord Jesus.
当我们去读《使徒行传》第七章的时候
，We read Acts chapter 7.
那里讲到司提瓦在以色列公会在那受审的时候，他所说见证，他所说话。
So this is Stephen's defense at his martyrdom.
他也是从亚伯拉罕讲起。
And he also begins by speaking of Abraham.
他告诉那些以色列百姓说，我们始终祖先亚伯拉罕在还在加勒底乌尔的时候，荣耀神向他显现。
And he says that when their father Abraham, when he was still in Ur of the Chaldeans, the Lord appeared to him.
然后后面就讲到以撒，讲到雅各。
And then he talks of Isaac and Jacob.
然后讲到约瑟，讲到摩西。
And talk about Joseph and Moses.
然后耶稣亚，大卫，所罗门。
And then Joshua, David, and Solomon.
最后讲到那义者，就是耶稣基督。
And then he ends with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见神的旨意呢，是从亚伯拉罕开始，或者说神的计划还是从亚伯拉罕开始的。
So we see that God's will and His purpose begins with Abraham.
然后借着历史上一些人物，最后终结在耶稣身上。
And through various people, His will ends with the Lord Jesus.
所以这个家谱也是一样。
So this genealogy is the same.
特别前面三个人物，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Especially the first three names, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这三个人物是我们特别要注意的。
So these first three names we have to pay special attention to.
因为这三个人物就讲到在这个家谱里面说到一个头一个原则，乃是神的一个拣选。
And it speaks of one of the first principles of from the genealogy, which is God's choosing.
我们知道圣经里面常提到说，我是亚伯拉罕神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And often we hear this phrase, the God, I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
那么神是借这三个人物的经历来说到神在人身上的个计划和工作。
It is because through the experiences of these three men, the Bible tells us of God's will and His purpose.
如何起头，如何经过，最终如何结束。
The beginning, the middle, and the end.
所以当亚伯还在加勒底乌尔那拜偶像之地的时候，神呼召他。
And so while Abraham was still in Ur of the Chaldeans, in the land of idol worship, God chose him.
这是神在当时堕落的人当中开始一个起头。
And so God began with this fallen man.
神的救赎计划，神的救恩开始了一个应许。
And so God's salvation, the beginning of his promise.
神站在拣选呼召亚伯拉罕，应许他说要赐福给他。
God chose Abraham and said, "I will give a blessing to you."
万国要因他得福。
And through you.All the nations will be blessed.
到加拉太书就告诉我们。
We come to Galatians to tell us.
因为亚伯拉罕他是个信心的始祖，他是信心之父。
Because he is a one of the fathers of faith.
神在他身上开始一个起头。
And in him, in Abraham, God blessed.
神不仅赐福给他，以后。万国要因他得福。
Not only will God bless Abraham, but through Abraham, all the nations will be blessed.
保罗告诉我们说，神所应许给亚伯拉福是什么？就是圣灵。
And so Paul tells us that what God promised to him was the Holy Spirit.
所以以后凡是根据亚伯拉这个信心原则的人，他们就是亚伯拉之子。
So anyone who follows through faith is a descendant of Abraham.
说今天我们因信被神称义。
So all of us today who by faith are justified.
我们不仅称义，我们得到圣灵内住在里面。
Not only are we justified, but we receive the Holy Spirit that dwells within us.
圣灵在我们身上也打上印记，让我们知道我们是属神的人。
And the Holy Spirit has placed a seal upon us that we know that we belong to the Lord.
亚伯兰生以撒。
And Abraham was the father of Isaac.
我们知道亚伯兰有两个儿子，另外一个儿子就是以实玛利。
We know that Abraham had two sons. The other one was Ishmael.
但是在这个家谱里面只记载生以撒。
But here in this genealogy, there's only the record of Isaac.
因为以实玛利他是凭血气生的，他是凭人意识生的。
Because Ishmael was born through the flesh.
而以撒是凭着神的应许，亚伯兰相信神的话所生的。
And Isaac was born through the promise of the Lord, because Abraham believed in the Lord.
这加太书也告诉我们说，我们都是凭应许做儿女，和以撒一样。
And so the Bible telling us we are all children born of promise, as Isaac was.
我们在相信神的话，他的应许。
Because we believe in the Lord and His promise.
凡相信主耶稣基督的人，他们必要得救。
All who believe in Him will be saved.
所以信耶稣基督的人，他们就成为神的儿女。
And so those who believe in the Lord Jesus become His children.
所以约福音开头第一章就告诉我们说。
So the beginning of the book tells us.
凡接他信他就是信他名的人，神就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
Those who believe in him, God gave them power to be his children.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情义生的，不是从人义生的。
This is not born of man,
乃是从神生的。
But they are born of God.
因此我们是从神生的，我们成为神的儿女，我们是神家里面的人。
And because we were born of God, we are His children.
我们就像以撒一样，承受父亲家一切的丰富的人。
And so we are children of the promise we were born.
基督成为我们的产业。
And the Lord Jesus has become our inheritance.
那再来就讲到以撒生雅各。
So we see Isaac was the father of Jacob.
我们知道雅各有一个双胞胎的哥哥以扫。
We know that Jacob had a twin brother, Esau.
罗马书第九章告诉我们。
And so Romans chapter 9 tells us.
他说双子还没有生出来，善恶还没有做出。
And it says, for though the twins were not yet born and had not done anything good or bad.
只是要显明神拣选的子。拣选的那旨意。
So that God's purpose, according to His choice,
不在乎人的行为，乃在乎那招人的主。
Would stand not because of works, but because of Him who calls.
所以在这里我们看见神拣选雅各。
So see here, God chose Jacob.
虽然他本性是一个不好的人。
Although his nature was of a bad person.
但是神工作在他身上，改变他。
But God worked in his life and changed him.
最终改名叫以色列。
In the end, he changed his name to Israel.
以色列意思就是神的王子。
Israel means the Lord is king.
他在那里彰显神。
And there he revealed the Lord.
同样，今天在神在身上也是做同样工作。
And so today he is doing that same work in our life.
Yeah.原来我们都是出生亚当的族类。
And because we are born of Adam,
我们的天性都是属肉体，我们本性都是败坏的。
Our nature is of the flesh, and our
我们都是像雅各。
We're all like Jacob.
但是神拣选了我们。
But God chose us.
神在我们身上有一个旨意，就是要把我们做成。磨成他儿子的模样。
And he has a purpose for us that he will mold us into the image of his son.
所以当我们得救以后，神一直在我们身上做这样工作。
And so when we become saved, God is constantly working in our lives.
所以以弗所书第二章告诉我们说，我们都是他的工作。
So Ephesians tells us we are His workmanship.
让我们身上做工到一个地步，让我们能够像他儿子一样，有他的性情。
And He is working on us, to be like the Lord Jesus Christ.
来彰显基督自己。
To reveal Christ Himself.
所以弟兄姊妹都是我们知道今天我们蒙恩在神面前神把我们放在他手中就是成为他工作
And so today as we gather before the Lord He has placed us in His hand to be His work
我们都是明白神的旨意是这样子
And we understand God's will as this
神所得着不是要外面那些许多事情
What God wants is not these outward things
虽然我们在神的事情上好像有点工作需要做。
And although it's true that, you know, in God's work, yet there are some things that
work. 神也把一些事情托付在我们身上。
And that God has given us a burden to do.
我们要去忠心的做，好好去做。
And we have to diligently and faithfully do them.
但是神不过是借着我们去服侍，要做在这个人身上。
But He is.Using us to serve in this manner.
神真正要所得着不是那些外面许多事情。
And what God wants to obtain is not these outward things.
神所要得着的是我们这个人。
But what God wants to obtain is us, the person.
所以都是我们明白神拣选我们有这样一个崇高的旨意。
So if we understand that the Lord has chosen us.
我们就要学习把自己将像泥土一样交在这个窑匠手中。
We have to learn to commit ourselves as clay in the potter's hand.
让他随他自己的意思在身上的制作。
And that he will do his work according to his will in our lives.
最终能够做成一个美丽、一个尊贵的一个器皿。
It will be a beautiful and precious vessel.
来彰显神的自己。
To reveal God himself.
所以这头三个人就说到神的一个拣选。
So these first three people speak of the choosing of the Lord.
然后我们在这个家谱里面头六节里面呢，有三个女人，其他三个妇人。
And so in these first six verses, there are three women.
我们知道一般家谱里面他只记男人名字，从来不记女人名字。
And we know that many genealogies don't record women's names. They only record men's names.
但是圣灵却把这几个女人名字列在家谱里面。
But here, the Holy Spirit has recorded these three women in this genealogy.
我想这背后也是有一些属灵的意义在那里。
And I think that behind it, there is also the spiritual meaning.
这三个女人都是包括加上那个第六节末了，那乌利亚妻子有四个女人。
And if we include the end of chapter 6, the wife of
这几个人都是外邦人。
All four of these women are foreigners.
在基督律法底下，他们是和以色列之间是有间隔的。
And under Jewish law, there's a separation between them.
他们是被看为外邦人，是不洁净的人。
They are considered foreigners, outsiders, and unclean.
他们是远离神的人，是与神无关的人。
They are apart from the Lord, and they have no dealing with.
无分于神自己。
They are separate from God Himself.
神给以色列许多应许出约，他们都是局外人。
In relationship to the promise of the Lord, they are separated from it.
但是现在圣却把他们摆在基督的家谱里面。
But here the Holy Spirit has placed them in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus.
说到神的救恩也是会临到外邦人。
Just to say, God's salvation will also extend to the Gentiles.
神悦纳所有的人。
God desires all.
只要他们愿意寻求神，他们愿意投靠神。
As long as they are willing to seek the Lord,
they can receive
the Lord's salvation.
并且我们看到这几个人他们的出身都不是很好。
We see these people, their beginnings were not very good.
除了路德以外，我们看到其他三个人，他们在婚姻上都是一个有一些不正常的婚姻关系。
Apart from Ruth, the other three women, their marriages were abnormal.
路德他是个摩亚人，也是过时代不入耶和华会的一个人。
And Ruth was a Moabite, and who were a people that were cursed by the Lord.
可以说他们都是一个罪人。
Say they were all sinners.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
主来，他不是要招义人，他乃是要招罪人。
The Lord didn't come to seek the righteous, but the sinners.
他是来呼召罪人悔改。
He is calling sinners to repent.
所以马大福音里面提到其实说主是税吏和罪人朋友。
And so we see Matthew is describes Lord Jesus as a friend of sinners and tax collectors.
他和罪人一起吃饭。
He ate with sinners.
他来拣选这些罪人。
He chose these sinners.
所以今天怎么感谢神。
So brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
这个家谱里面一再让看见一切都是神的拣选。
You see that in this genealogy, it tells us that this is all God's choosing.
我们这些蒙恩的人原来都是个罪人。
All of us who were saved by grace were sinners.
人家活在地上是没有神没有希望的人。
And we lived on earth without the Lord, without hope.
现在只相信耶稣基督。
And now because we believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们都成为神家里面的人。
We are now part of God's family.
我们也列在这个基督的家谱里面。
We are now added to God's genealogy.
这一切都是神所做成的。
This is all the work of the Lord.
那这个家谱到第十七节告诉我们说，这个家谱分成三个世代。
And so in verse 17, we see that this genealogy is divided into three sets of 14 generations.
从亚伯拉罕到大卫有十世代。
From Abraham to David are 14 generations.
然后从大卫到迁到巴比伦又十世代。
From David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations.
从迁到巴比伦到基督又十世代。
From deportation to Babylon to Christ, also 14 generations.
三个十世代。
Three sets of 14 generations.
三乃是讲到那三合一的神。
This three speaks of this triune God.
二十四呢是七乘以二。
And the 14 is 7 times 2.
二呢是讲到见证的一个数字。
And 2 is the number of testimony.
七呢是说到神力的完全工作的一个完全。
7 is the number of the completion of God's work.
所以我们看见从亚伯拉罕开始到最后耶稣基督的出生。
So we see from Abraham at the beginning to the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
或是说这个家谱最终所要带出来就是耶稣基督。
Just to say the purpose of this genealogy is to bring about the Lord Jesus.
带出基督的降生，在那要见证基督自己。
And so this genealogy is to testify of the Lord Jesus himself.
所以我们看见今天神的见证呢是在教会。
So we see today God's testimony is in the church.
就是基督的身体。
Which is the body of Christ.
神经过历史历代做许许多多事情。
And so through the generations, God has done many things.
最后就是要借耶稣基督十字架救赎呢，叫我们与犹太人之间不再有间隔。
And his purpose is to, in the end, to remove the separation between Jews and the Gentiles.
他成为犹太人和外邦人之间的和睦。
Is this unification between Jews and Gentiles?
要把两下合成合为一。
Is to combine these two parts.
两下要造成一个身体。
It's two parts into one body.
要造成一个新人，就是团体的基督，团体的教，团体的教会。
To be a new person, which is this corporate church.
这是神完全的工作。
This is the Lord's complete work.
这完全的工作就是要显出基督的见证出来。
And this this work is to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
所以在教会里面，在神的家里面，在这里就不再有间隔，不再有分别。
So in God's house there will be no longer any separation, no longer any difference.
不再分犹太人、希尼人、自主的、为奴的。
Jews or Gentiles,
自主的、为奴的、后男后女。男的或是女的。
Without male or female.
在基督里面都合而为一。
In Jesus Christ, all are one.
这就是见证。
And this is that testimony.
所以弟兄姐妹看见什么是基督的见证呢？
So what is the testimony of Lord Jesus?
见证乃是在那里有个合一的显现，合一的显出。
That in the Lord there's this revelation of this unity.
这是神最工作所最后所要显出来的一个情形。
So this is the state of God's work at the end.
所以教会合一才能真正显出基督。
That the, only by the unity of the church can Christ be revealed.
在基督之外，一切都是有间隔，一切都是分裂的。
Apart from Christ, everything is separate and has division.
所以我们看见今天地上。
So we see in the world today.
所有的人在基督之外。
See all these people apart from the Lord.
所有事物，所有在基督之外的一些事物。
All the things that are apart from the Lord Jesus.
我们现在所看见都是分裂，都是纷争。
All that we see is full of separation and division.
彼此都不能和睦。
And no one can unify.
我与国之间，民主与民主之间。
Even among within a nation or within a culture.
人和人之间。
Even between people.
在那里都是许多的分裂，许多间隔，永远没办法合在一起。
There are so many divisions and separations that people can't get along.
只有在基督里面才能真正有合一。
And only in Christ Jesus is there true unity.
弟兄姊妹，这是神已经做成的工作。
This is a work that the Lord Jesus has already accomplished.
主耶稣在十字架已经完成了救赎的工作。
Lord Jesus upon the cross has already accomplished.
所以我们今天所做的呢，是保守这个合一。
So what we need to do today is to preserve this unity.
只有合一才能显出基督的见证。
And only in unity can we show the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见从亚伯拉罕开始，经过那么多年代，最后所带出来就是耶稣基督自己。
So we see from Abraham through all the generations, what it brought out was this.Lord Jesus.
这是一个不容易的道路。
This is not an easy path.
这实在需要经过许多的艰难，许多困苦，需要付上许多代价，才能达到这个光景。
And this path had many difficulties, and we had to, there were many sacrifices that had to be made to reach this point.
所以这个三个十四代就是42。
And so these three 14 generations is 42 generations.
三乘以十是四十二。
Three times 14, 42.
四十二正好是以色列百姓从埃及出来又在旷野所经过的四十二站。
And 42 is also the number of generations between when the Israelites left the wilderness.
所以四十二是说到一个苦难，一个试炼。
So 42 speaks of this difficulty, this temptation.
我们看见以色列百姓在旷野经过四十二站的时候，的确是一个不容易的一个经历。
There are 42 stops in the wilderness, so this is a difficult experience for them.
所以我们看见今天教会要显出合一的见证，的确是一个不容易的事情。
So.The building up of the church is not an easy task.
对我们来说，实在是一个试炼。
And to us, it is a test.
但是，当我们经过这放野道路，经过这四十二站，像以色列百姓一样的时候
，But if we pass through these 42 stops in the wilderness like the Israelites,
神是借这些环境，借这些不容易的经历来炼净我们。
Then Lord Jesus will use these difficulties to
来试炼我们。
To test us, to try us.
这样的许多天然生命败坏的东西慢慢能减少，慢慢脱落。
That our fleshly, desire and will slowly be reduced.
最后所显出来就是基督自己。
And at the end, what is left will be the Lord Jesus.
然后最后才能进到迦南地。
And only then will be able to enter into.
将来不仅能够享受迦南地一切的丰富。
Not only will be able to enjoy the fullness of Canaan.
在那里把基督的丰富也能够显明出来。
There we'll be able to reveal the fullness of the Lord Jesus as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是神今天在地上唯一的工作。
So brothers, this is the work of the Lord here on earth today.
因为教会是他的身体。
Because the church is his body.
他是教会的头。
He's the head of the church.
作为基督徒。他要借着他的身体在地上彰显他自己。
So this Christ the head is using his body to reveal himself here in the world.
把基督一切的丰富，把基督一系列的性情美德，借着他的身体，教会把它彰显出来。
So, his fullness and his beauty, he is revealing through the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会存在地上的真正的意义。
This is the real reason why the church is.Preserved in the world today.
就把基督能够彰显出来，表明出来。
To reveal the Lord Jesus, exemplify Him.
这才是真正的基督耶稣的见证。
And so this is the true testimony of the Lord Jesus.
感谢神，借着马太福音开头，借着这一段的家谱的记载。
We thank the Lord that through this beginning of the book of Matthew and this genealogy.
让我们看见神永远旨意所要成就是什么。
See what God's eternal purpose is.
因着蒙恩得救，我们连于这个神永远旨意。
And through our salvation, we are now part of God's eternal purpose.
我们有份于神的旨意。
We have this portion with that eternal purpose.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
你巴不得我们愿意体贴神的心意。
May we cling to God's will.
我们愿意靠着主的恩典能够遵循祂的旨意。
And that we would, sorry.
好叫我们这些蒙恩的人。
That all of us who are saved.
真是在祂手中成为祂重要的一个彰显。
That we are in his hand will be, a revelation.
我叫神的工作完全成全在教身上的时候
And when God's work is fully accomplished, it
叫一切荣耀都归给他
We will give all the glory to him.
我们求神恩待我们
May God be gracious to us.
巴不得这些话我们彼此勉励
And that we would constantly be
好我叫我们在凡事上都能尊他为喜
And that in all things we would be his children.
好，我们学习忠心的跟随他走完地上的道路。
That we will faithfully learn to walk along his path to the end.
我祷告，然后讲到这里，请弟兄带我们做结束祷告吧。
This goes by sharing, may our brother lead us in word of prayer.
祷告 word of prayer.
那我们低头有点祷告。
Lord, we truly thank you for the message shared with us this morning.
亲爱的主，实在是为你今天早上的信息感谢你。
Lord, we thank you that your Son Jesus Christ was born of the seed of David was a fulfillment of prophecy.
感谢你，你的儿子耶稣基督是大卫的儿子，是成就。你应许的。
Through this, Lord, faith, Lord, you've given us all power to become the sons of God.
借着信心，我们都可以成为神的儿子。
Lord, I pray that through our new lineage, our new genealogy, Lord, that we would truly be molded by you.
哦， 求你借着我们是现在在新的一个家谱里，让我们可以来被你制作。
That your testimony may be shown in the church.
让你的见证可以在从你的教会彰显出来。
And that we would preserve the unity of the body.
让我们可以保守身体的合一。
The Lord, may we all be found as precious vessels, Lord, that can be used by you.
让我们，主啊，让我们可以都可以成为归宗的器皿，被你使用。
Lord, may we yield our lives and our will so that your purposes can be accomplished.
愿我们的生活我们都可以行在你的旨意中，愿你的旨意成就。
May all the honor and glory belong unto you.
愿所有的荣耀尊贵归给你。
We thank you and pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们感谢赞美你，祷告祈求奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.